Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, also an author as well of the books Father of Mine and Son of Mine, which you can find on Amazon eBooks, only 99 cents each. They're good reads for the summertime. Mike Florio joins us right now. Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, guys, how are you today?
We're doing wonderful. Okay, this is, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I know that you are. You have dealt in litigation. Tell me about this whole investigation and why it was kept secret for so long, and how did you uncover it between the NFL, this lawsuit with the NFL and the NFLPA and everything going on?
Well, I didn't uncover it. Pablo Torre is the one who got the 61-page document that is a ruling in a collusion grievance that was sparked by, initially, the 5-year fully guaranteed contract given to Deshaun Watson. I'll talk about that more in a second, but this is a process that's available under the collective bargaining agreement. Whenever players have a beef, they have to use the processes in the CBA. And what happened was, after the Watson deal, within days, there was an annual meeting in Florida during which, and this was the finding in the collusion grievance, the NFL's management council, which essentially, I mean, the league would say, suggests and encourages what teams should do. Others would say tells teams what to do. But the management council said, you better restrict the guarantees in future contracts. And that was determined to be accurate. The NFL won because the arbitrator believed when the owners all said, oh, we didn't do what they told us to do, which I find to be hard to believe. So the league won, but included in that decision was a finding that the league tried to collude, and it all got buried for more than 5 months. I've known about it, and look, Pablo found it, but one of the reasons I think Pablo was even looking for it is because I've been screaming, someone needs to get this, someone needs to get this, let's just not be distracted by the next bright, shiny object the NFL dangles in our face. We can't forget about this, let's get it. So, you know, the question of why, I don't know, especially from the perspective of the union, because this is something the union should be using as a massive hammer against the league moving forward, because they finally caught them with their hand at the bottom of the cookie jar.
How do you think, Mike, the union could have better proven the collusion by the league during this litigation?
Well, I think the union did prove it. See, I think the arbitrator got it wrong. And this is the problem of having a case that's handled by one person. I believe in the jury system because I believe the collective wisdom of a jury, how imperfect it may be, and different juries will come to different conclusions under the same facts and arguments. But there is something about having that collective common sense look at a situation and having the ability to argue in very basic human terms. Lawyers get so caught up in the legality and specifics and what it takes to prove a case. And it's like a maze, and we got to go from here to here to here to here. Let's just apply common sense to this. You have a management council. Why do you even have a management council? Do all of the fast food chains out there have a league that they belong to that has a management council that tells them what to pay their employees or even advises them what to do? It's ludicrous to think that there's even any type of coordination. The mere fact that they have a management council to me is evidence of coordination, which is a different way of saying collusion. So I think they did prove it. And as the arbitrator goes through and cites specific pieces of evidence, for example, when the Cardinals signed Kyler Murray to a not fully guaranteed contract, the owner of the Chargers congratulated the owner of the Cardinals, and the owner of the Chargers said, it's going to help with our quarterback. And that's coordination. You don't see that in other businesses. So they are coordinating, they are colluding, and the arbitrator got it wrong. So I don't think the NFLPA made any missteps in the presentation of the case. I just think that the arbitrator was bound and determined to believe the owners. And we know what happens. This is human nature. You get your hand caught in the cookie jar. You say, I'm not eating cookies. What are you talking about? In this case, the hand's in the cookie jar. The crumbs are on the shirt. The cookies are in the mouth. And the owner said, we're not eating cookies. And the arbitrator said, well, that's good enough for me. You're not eating cookies.
See, it's weird. Mike Florio joining us on the show. Like, I have to step away from my own cynicism for a second, because when I see the back and forth, and it's a quick snippet that I saw between Dean Spanos and Michael Bidwell, I'm like, yeah, I'm not surprised. It's like, well, no, that's the incriminating
that's
part
what
of
they
all
do. This. Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'll put it this way. I made this point yesterday. Do you think that the CEO of Coke calls up the CEO of Pepsi and they talk about what they're paying their key employees? Do you think they do? True competitors. And that's where I think people become numb to what's happening here.
Yeah.
These are 32 independent businesses that are supposed to be in full competition on everything. There are 32 independent businesses that get a limited antitrust exemption by virtue of the fact that they have what's called a multi-employer bargaining unit. So they can, as to their workforce, as to their players, they can have rules regarding how they move from team to team, free agency, franchise tag, draft. All that stuff would be an antitrust violation without the multi-employer bargaining unit, because these are 32 independent businesses. There was a case that was resolved by the Supreme Court in 2010. It's called the American Needle case. That's the case that made it completely and entirely clear that even though these 32 teams are within a league, they are independent businesses and they cannot act together. And that's what this is evidence of. But you're right, we're numb to the fact that they do it because we just expect them to do it. The collusion has been hiding in plain sight for decades. And I don't know whether we just have decided it's okay, but that seems to be what the arbitrator decided.
Mike, and this is going to be real galaxy brain, but here we go. Can the rest of the NFL owners then, because I know they were upset in 2022, you were on with us, you said it, can the rest of the owners then maybe thank the Browns for helping them prove against antitrust where they went rogue and offered up a fully guaranteed contract?
Well, no, the whole thing happened because of Watson. And, you know, the fact that they did the Watson deal in and of itself would be proof against collusion, because in theory, the Browns would have checked with the league before they did it, and the league would have said, man, you probably shouldn't do it, and the Browns wouldn't have done it. But, you know, the Watson thing was key because, and I remember having this curiosity in the aftermath of the Watson deal. Where did it go from here? Is this the first domino in what ultimately will become a chain of fully guaranteed quarterback contracts? And then once starting quarterbacks start getting fully guaranteed contracts, will other players get fully guaranteed contracts? And how far will this go? And that's why it was so important for the league to hold the rope right after the Watson deal. And that's what happened with the three quarterbacks who were the centerpiece of this case. First, it was Kyler Murray. Then it was Russell Wilson. Then it was Lamar Jackson. By the time those three quarterbacks didn't get fully guaranteed contracts, it was easier to say, oh, the Watson deal was an aberration, not the start of a trend. The union was trying to make it the start of a trend. That's what this case is all about, changing the status quo as it relates to whether or not starting quarterbacks were going to get fully guaranteed deals.
Do you think if Deshaun Watson would have been good on the Browns that we would be having a different conversation about quarterbacks getting fully guaranteed contracts?
Yes, absolutely. The guys who have gotten the fully guaranteed contract, and Watson's the only one's gotten a 5-year, but how you play will validate whether or not you were worth it. If Watson had played like Lamar Jackson has played, then okay, hey, the best quarterback should be getting fully guaranteed contracts. And I had somebody tell me years ago, and I still think this is accurate, true franchise quarterbacks, because when you're a true franchise quarterback, I mean, Watson's the exception because he was, but then wrenches were thrown into the gears and now he's not. But, you know, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allen's of the world, they always stay good. You don't need a fully guaranteed contract for a true franchise quarterback because that guy's never getting cut. But, you know, two of the names in this case, Deshaun Watson and then Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson testified in the grievance. He thought he was getting a 7-year, $50 million a year fully guaranteed contract when the Broncos first traded for him. And at some point between the trade and just, you know, not long after that, the hey owners watch it with the fully guaranteed deals, he didn't get it. He still got a lot, and the Broncos ended up regretting it. And their owner at one point said, why are we doing anything? He's got 2 years left on his contract. And in hindsight, they shouldn't have given him that contract until they realized he wasn't the guy they needed. But you get
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
At two guys with massive guarantees that didn't live up to it. That usually doesn't happen with franchise quarterbacks.
Mike Florio, he has 2 books on Amazon eBooks right now. Father of Mine and Son of Mine. Pick those up on Amazon, only 99 cents each going on right now. You hear him on Pro Football Talk. You see him on Pro Football Talk. You watch him on Football Night in America. So J.C. Treader, his role in all this is, I just want to know why he decided to cover it up, just because he didn't want people to think he said bad things about Russell Wilson when playing. I don't know the other thing that Pablo didn't say, so I'm not gonna say anything about that. I have no idea what he said he was going to leave out of that. But like the other word, like, okay, calling Russell a wuss. All right, there's been plenty of radio dummies who have said a lot of nasty things about Russell Wilson over the last 15 years or so. I don't know if it's that big of a deal. I just don't know why he felt that needed to be, quote-unquote, covered up.
Well, and let me give you the background on this, because I've been chasing this thing on and off for the past 5 months, ever since I became aware of it, because I was following the case. And I kept checking with people, hey, is the decision coming? When's the decision coming? Oh, we got a decision. Oh, well, okay, send me the decision. I can't. Well, what do you mean you can't? What are you talking about? Why is the decision not out there? And along the way, I learned that one of the theories for the reason the union hit it was because there is reference in the agreement to things J.C. Treader said about Russell Wilson when he failed to get a fully guaranteed contract, when he agreed to a deal that wasn't fully guaranteed. And we've done reporting, both Pablo and I, on what was said and how it was said. And the best – look, there's no reason objectively why the union should hide this. Even though they lost, they won. It's a landmark ruling that the league tried to collude, and it could have been the starting point for other claims by other players who maybe could prove that, as to them, there are smoking gun text messages. So, yes, the belief is that J.C. Treader, and this is just a belief, this is the theory, and Pablo reported on this, that this is the thought within the union. J.C. Treader went from president of the union to not president because his playing career ended, to being hired into a job that never existed before by the new executive director, Lloyd Howell. He's the chief strategy officer, Treader is now, to having designs on replacing Howell whenever Howell's run ends. So if you're on the record as disparaging members of the union, that becomes fodder against you when it's time to decide whether or not you should be the guy ultimately in charge of the interests of all players. And it's that simple. And an item I wrote just before we started this, you know, the NFLPA may have some legal exposure to players for a variety of reasons, one of which is by hiding this thing for more than 5 months, there's a 50-day window for filing non-injury grievances under the collective bargaining agreement. Anybody else that would have read this, any other player that would have read this and tried to use it as a starting point for their own grievance, the NFLPA may have short-circuited the whole thing by hiding it longer than the 50 days they would have had to file their grievance.
So I can't sit there and say the name calling's great, but it's like, man, you didn't want it to get out there that you're basically, isn't he trying to do the right thing with wanting people to take guaranteed contracts and setting it up for guaranteed contracts?
It's stupid. Yeah. You're right. Your instincts are right. Like, who cares if you called him a wuss? Yeah. Who cares if you said he could have been the guy who got guaranteed contracts for everyone and instead he's the guy who blew it for everyone? Who cares if he said that? Right?
Yeah.
That's the normal, I think, reaction. And it makes me wonder whether there were a combination of factors. Another explanation is this. Lloyd Howell, the current executive director, has sold himself on the idea that DeMora Smith, the prior executive director, was all about litigation and fighting. And Lloyd Howell is going to be all about conciliation, compromise, and negotiation. So when the last fight that D. Smith picked ended up being a winner, well, we better not acknowledge that because it's going to make it look like D's way is a better way. And let me tell you very briefly why D's way is a better way. When you are operating in a labor environment where the owners will at any time use the nuclear option and shut down the entire season, shut down football for a whole year if they need to get what they want, and the players won't miss a game check, you need to use anything else in your arsenal. You need to use litigation. You need to use PR pressure. You need to use, you know, I'm going to take this ruling to the Department of Justice's antitrust division and have them look at it and have them explore the other ways that the NFL colludes as the coaches or others who aren't within this union. And if you just stuff the thing in a drawer, you're not helping your rank and file membership get the most out of it. But the thinking is Lloyd Howell didn't want to credit DeMora Smith's way of doing things by acknowledging that he got a huge win on the way out the door.
Hey, real quick, Mike, I know that this is small potatoes in the grand scheme of things. I have to ask, though, I don't know when the next time we're going to get you. You're busy. Kenny Pickett, you think he's going to be traded?
Well, and look, one of the benefits of doing this for a really long time is you've seen it all. You understand patterns. You realize when things are out there that, you know, it's not always what it seems. As this collusion grievance and everything we've been talking about shows, things are never what they seem. Sometimes they are coincidentally, but as it relates to Pickett, the thing that did it for me, because I mean, I'll give you the simple explanation first. You got four guys. How are you going to properly get four guys ready? How are you going to get four guys ready for the season? And you got two of them that are rookies. They need their reps. So between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, one of them needs to go before training camp opens. Now, that's how a normally functioning football team would operate. With the Browns, you can never account for that because it's like they try to come up with new ways to be dysfunctional. And the dysfunctional thing to do is take all four guys to camp. I saw Mary Kay Cabot's report from a week or so ago that the Browns may keep all four into the regular season and beyond the trade deadline. And that to me was, somebody's trying to get the folks out there who might be thinking about trying to trade for Pickett to realize you're not going to get him for peanuts. We're not going to cut him if we can't trade him. We'll take him to camp. We'll take him into the regular season. We'll take him past the trade deadline. And again, 25 years of doing this, I see that, and I think somebody from the Browns is trying to generate some trade leverage before they would try to move Kenny Pickett, unless they're going to do the dysfunctional thing and take four guys to camp. And then how are you going to get four guys ready for week one? And before you gotta cut, you can't burn four roster spots on a 53-man roster on quarterbacks. You need those spots for other players. But again, as Juju Smith-Schuster once said, the Browns is the Browns.
Oh my, come on now.
But guys, you know it.
I gotta tell you
things that are like, what the hell are they doing and why are they doing it?
Listen,
it's the Browns.
I'll tell you this, though. When it's a 53-man roster and plenty of people are picking him to win, what, under five games?
Yeah, four and a half,
five. And I'm sitting there, Mike, going, well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, to a fan, to a Browns fan who's watching things from 30,000 feet, and any general manager who's going to get fired, it's like, yeah, carry four quarterbacks into the regular season. Let's let them all play.
And guys, when you subordinate winning to let's get the most we can for the guy that we traded Dorian Thompson-Robinson for as the placeholder while we figured out what the hell we're going to do at quarterback before we signed Joe Flacco and drafted not one but two quarterbacks. I mean, if that's the game, if the game isn't win football games, if the game is maximize our assets for the future, which they did. This is why it wouldn't surprise me if the Browns do it. Other teams, it would. The Browns had that plan back. Remember, I don't know how much you guys delved into this, but they had that plan back in 2016, 17, 18 time frame.
Yes.
That gave bonuses based upon draft picks that were stockpiled and cap space that was carried over, which was basically a roundabout way of tanking. And the NFL ended up rubber stamping it as legitimate. And so anytime you put winning behind other things, you develop a culture that isn't fundamentally and ultimately about winning. That's the problem.
Yeah, we lived it.
And so if the Browns aren't trying to win this year, fine. Carry five quarterbacks. And that's the other thing, too. Wait till Deshaun Watson shows up with a clean bill of health and says, hey, I'm ready to play.
Mike, come on now.
What?
Of all the things that you've said, that is the most upsetting.
Okay. All right. Just wait. Just wait.
Mike Florio is always giving us something to talk about.
Play me. I'm ready. I'm ready to earn my money.
Like, we're not.
I'm ready to earn a new fully guaranteed contract.
You're trolling me now. Okay. Man, I wish I was talking to Pony right now. All right. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you guys.
Yes, sir. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Again, find his books on Amazon, ebooks, 99 cents each, Father of Mine, Son of Mine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.